Welcome to your Wednesday. Welcome to the 1st of April. Here with Mike in the morning and getting into a special local community interview right now. With Easter holidays being very much here, with an Easter weekend looming, if you're looking for a fun activity for the whole family, particularly if you've got little ones in your life, well, I think I've got just the thing for you. A special event organized by our local Lions Club. And to give you the scoop, to let you know what is happening on Easter Sunday at Townsend Park. Well, representing the local Lions Club in the studio with me on a Wednesday morning, I've got Dean Govender on microphone number one. Dean, how are you?
I'm good this morning. Thanks for having us.
Great to have you. And alongside you, Jennifer Lambrecht is with us for a double hander. How are you, Jen? Are you well?
I'm good in
here. Yeah, man. I'm excited. I love a good Easter egg hunt, and I believe there's something really special planned for Easter Sunday in Townsend Park. And Dean, if I have it correct, this is the first time that this event has been held. It's a new one for the Lions Club. Am I right?
Absolutely.
So what's the deal? Because I've heard talk of a lion by the name of Melvin, who he's got a scavenger hunt of note planned. How's it going to be working, and what's the whole idea behind this thing?
So the idea behind Melvin is that he pops up at various places, plants Easter eggs, and the folks go out and hunt for them, and the fun starts. And yeah, that's how we're going.
It's going to be an Easter scavenger hunt in the classic sense, and a family fun day of note. The event obviously is for a great cause, helping to raise funds for charity, and with a host of activities available for the kids. Melvin the Lion's Easter Egg Adventure around town leading up to the event. How can families join in and book their scavenger hunt packs? Is there a procedure, Jen?
Well, you're welcome to contact me. You'll see on our socials we've been posting some videos and things like that. Yeah. My WhatsApp number is on there, so you're welcome to send me a message, but you will have to follow our socials to be able to follow the clues to find out and stand a chance to win some really great prizes. Melvin the Lion's going to be wandering around Belito hiding some eggs, so you're going to have to get onto our Facebook page, and we're going to release one video a day, and if you follow us, find the egg, post a photo of you with the egg, like you land up in the draw and you can win some prizes.
Okay, so it's actually a whole multi-day thing.
Yeah, it's super interactive.
Brilliant. So what are the social handles that we need to be looking out for and following from today?
Well, right now we're pretty old school, so we're just on Facebook, and eventually we'll get bigger than that. But right now, just Facebook, comment with your photo, bring the egg on the day. You're going to get entered into another competition and stand a chance to win an even bigger prize.
Whoa, okay. So Belito Lions Club on Facebook. That's the page we're looking out for, right?
Belito Lions Club on Facebook. That's the one.
Amazing. So you listen, if you're listening to this right now, get your phone out, get your computer if you're close to hand, and open up Facebook. Make sure that you're following and liking and sharing the word from the Belito Lions Club page. And for those who don't know about the great work that the Lions Club does, Dean, give us a little background, a little info.
Okay, so Belito Lions, made up of seven members with over 100 years of experience in terms of servicing communities. Belito Wow. Lions has been at Townsend Park for the past 40 years, and we're always looking for new membership. Awesome. Always looking for new people to come help spread goodness and serve the community. And
an organization that really is an institution of note, and has been behind over the decades so many important community drives and supporting so much other work. Really, really a valuable institution to have as part of the fabric of our community. And the fact that this is a whole new addition to the annual activities that the Lions Club puts on, I think this is really cool, and I'm sure this is going to become a firm annual favorite, a fixture on the calendar from 2026 going forward. So important takeaways: make sure that you're following the page on Facebook, Belito Lions Club. Any other essential info or any other steps that one should be taking and looking out for from today, Jen?
Nothing in particular. But if you do want to get involved in the day as well, you're welcome to pop me a message on WhatsApp and come out, help in any way you want. If you want to set up a stall, you're welcome to come message me. It doesn't matter what kind of stall it is. This is a community project. It is for the community. It really is just going to help us going forward in the year so that we can do more service projects. Everything raised is going to go to our charity account, and that's going to go straight back into the community. So this is a really wholesome family event, and it's really worth something because it's not just for the community, it's for the community as a whole. So if you want to come through and help out on the day,
boom,
give me a message.
This is the story. You'll find Jen's contact info up on the Bolito Lions Club Facebook page, along with all those important steps, the hints to look out for in the big lead-up to Sunday. So you're getting the story here on Radio Life and Style. And Dean, for any potential new Bolito Lions Club members, can they also find all the details about how to possibly get in touch and sign up on the Facebook page, yeah?
Absolutely.
Super. Absolutely. The more the merrier. And let's see if we can grow the club beyond this Easter period. And hopefully we're having a catch-up chat on the other side, finding out about a really successful first Melvin the Lion charity Easter scavenger hunt. The big thing happening on Easter Sunday at Townsend Park. And all the details up on the Bolito Lions Club Facebook page in the lead up to that weekend event. Guys, thanks for giving us a little info on the radio. Any other things I'm forgetting to mention? Any last little bits? Otherwise, you heard it. Radio Life and Style giving you the scoop. And if you heard it on the radio, you know it's true. Bringing you back to the music right now with Justin Bieber and a track called Anyone. Dancing.